Tell me why Doc Rivers would want to come to a team that's in no man's land, that has a horrible ownership, that has no cap money, has two guys that can't play together. One of those players is the only player in the NBA who won't take a 15-foot jump shot. Tell me why Doc Rivers would come.
Well, I don't know, but he's arriving. Welcome on in. We're riding with the king here. Joe Giglio with you. And as always, Howard Eskin brought to you by Xfinity Fast, Philadelphia's fastest internet, and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. Howard, I didn't know why Doc Rivers want to come here. You didn't either. It sounds like Doc Rivers is coming here. How you doing, Howard?
I'm doing great. I had a great day today.
I saw Gary Player. We'll get to that.
That was amazing. It was what a wonderful, amazing, terrific guy, and he's funny. And I'll tell you about Charles later. But why would Doc Rivers want to come here? You want to know the answer to that question?
Well, my guess is money.
No, my guess is even deeper than that. Nobody else offered him a job. See, here's the issue. The Sixers bounced around to who was ever left. Ty Lue, he wasn't going to come here. Mike D'Antoni was waiting for another team to offer him a job before he would take the Sixers. And Doc Rivers, there's no question in my mind, none, that he checked with the other teams. Obviously, New Orleans didn't want him. Indiana didn't want him. And Indiana probably didn't have any money, but he's already getting $6 million anyway, so the Sixers get a break if they offer him less than his value. He still gets the difference.
That sounds like a Josh Harris special right there.
Yeah,
depreciated
right.
Asset.
Right, a Josh Harris special. But why would Doc Rivers take this job so quickly after losing the other? Because no other team wanted to offer him a job. And here's the reality. I don't think everybody, Doc Rivers, oh my gosh, they're gonna go to the Eastern Conference Finals. Oh, they're gonna be terrific. Coaches don't normally change a bad team. And this is a bad team. Team in sense of the makeup of the team. It's a bad team. All right, it's capped out. I saw a story where they're so far over the cap because of this ridiculousness that Ben Simmons was named third team All NBA.
He got gets more money, yeah.
Yeah,
a little bonus.
Oh my gosh, and he's not third team All NBA. It's just they're just not a good team. Ben Simmons, okay, if they don't trade him, and it doesn't sound like they will, they're not going anywhere. Joel Embiid. You don't get any real value for him because you wonder how many years he's got left and he's never in shape. Tobias Harris is so overpaid. If they trade him and they've talked to at least one team giving up multiple draft picks for the team to take him. So if they can't do that, if a team's not stupid enough to take him and Al Horford, done, can't play. So they're capped out. So what is Doc Rivers going to do? And I will leave you with this. For years, I thought Doc Rivers was a very good coach, and he may be. How does he get knocked out with a 3-1 lead in the playoffs?
Yeah, it was a bad series for them. I mean, to be up 3-1 on the Nuggets and to lose that series. I mean, and that team, when they put it together, like the idea was, at worst, they were going to the Western Conference Finals. Like, it was them and the Lakers. That would be the Western Conference Finals, and they didn't hold up their end of the bargain. I don't know what happened there, Howard. I don't know why he lost that job out there. And I think the points you're making are fair. A lot of this reminds me of Girardi, right? The Girardi came to the Phillies, and it was like, okay, championship coach. He will settle things down. He'll be better. It's an improvement on the bench or the coaching staff type of thing. But it didn't change. You know, it didn't make the Phillies a championship team. Like, Doc's
no.
Like, but I do think of all the options present, Howard. I like Doc Rivers. Like, I wanted him over D'Antoni. I didn't think D'Antoni made any sense here. At least Rivers makes more sense.
Well, there's no question. The problem is, if they keep the same team, it doesn't matter who the coach is. It doesn't matter if John Wooden would be the coach. It doesn't matter. The ownership is a joke. They're a very flawed organization. And what is Doc Rivers going to do? he's going to get fired in 3 years. Or they'll just keep him because they'll save money and just keep him going. And they're in no man's land, and Doc Rivers is not going to change that. When Joe Girardi came, it comes down, and I've said this, when Joe Girardi came, I said, oh, the Phillies, they're going to be really good. They didn't even make the playoffs.
No, they actually got worse by winning percentage. They got worse.
Yeah, I know. So something I've said all along, regardless of who the – now, you can have a really bad coach, and then it really hurts. But the coach is not going to change anything if you don't have the right players. And that's what people have to realize. The Sixers were in no man's land. Okay. And they care about their money. So they're going to tell season ticket holders that they can't get their money back because now the commissioner says, we expect to have fans. You're going to have 19,000 fans in January? In the Wells Fargo
almost
Center.
No chance.
No chance. Okay. So people are going to say, I want my money back from my, well, we can't do that. You already committed to your season tickets. So when we got Doc Rivers, I bet you those people, when it's announced officially, will be on the phone to their season ticket holders. Do you want to renew now? And if I was a season ticket holder, are you bleeping kidding me? Take your tickets and shove them. You know, why do I want to renew now? You scammed me for 7 years. You raised the prices 100% in 5 years. You raised them 30-some percent this last season when we had a pandemic. And you're calling me now to renew my tickets? Get the hell out of here.
Well, every team in every sport's going to have that issue because there's going to be people that say, I'm not ready or I can't go back or whatever.
Well, yeah, but it's different with if you had a winning team.
Sure, right.
It's different.
There's certain teams that you do, you know, you want to be part of. You want to see it if
who,
you can.
Who do you want to come out and see? Joel Embiid be gassed in the fourth quarter. Ben Simmons, the fear of taking a 15-foot jump shot. You want to see that again?
You're not going out there to watch Doc Rivers on the sidelines coaching Howard?
No.
No. Well, listen, no. I think this is a
and
good
what
hire.
Happened, what happened in L.A.? The players apparently didn't want him.
Yeah, but those players are kind of flaky. I mean, let me say this. I think the players out there are a little flaky. Like, Paul George is not really a star, but at the same time, Joel's flaky. Yeah, well, Kawhi Leonard's a great player. Joel's flaky, and so is Ben Simmons. 215-592-9494. Before we go to the phone lines, we'll open this with Doc Rivers talk. The Sixers, according to Woj and being confirmed everywhere, they've hired Doc Rivers as the next head coach. Howard, I just saw this report from Kyle Newbeck over at Philly Voice. Sources telling him that Doc Rivers will be coach only, because there was some thought that maybe part of this was they're going to give him some personnel power, and that's going to be how they kind of restructure this front office, and Doc has say in player personnel. According to Kyle Newbeck, that's not the case. He's just the coach, which that means the problem above stays the problem above. The guys picking the players are, you know, they haven't made any changes up there in the front office. Nothing.
Nope. And that's a joke, too.
Like, I'd really feel better about this if Doc Rivers had some say in personnel.
I would agree with you. Because he knows more than anybody else there. That's the bottom line.
I don't know if any of those guys there know what they're doing in terms of putting a team together. Let's go to the phone lines here. Anthony is up on WIP. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing? Howard, man. What's wrong, Howard? I don't understand all this bad talk about Doc Rivers like he's not a championship pedigree coach. Do you really think nobody else wanted to hire Doc Rivers, or do you think that he came here because he really sees something in Joel and Ben that he can make work?
I think he came here because nobody else
like Brown was.
I think he came here because nobody else wanted to hire him. That's why I think he came.
I don't know,
Let me ask you a question. Where do you have a better chance of winning? New Orleans with Zion Williamson and a terrific point guard in Drew Holiday. Indiana, who still is a better team. But Indiana's not going to pay a lot of money, and I don't know what it cost. And then there's Oklahoma City. I don't think they wanted him in that conference. I don't think anybody wanted him. I don't think anybody wanted him.
It wasn't even how many days has it been since he left L.A.?
That's the point. That's the point.
He went straight to Philly. The point.
Why
is
would he come to Philadelphia
Philly?
With a roster that's flawed?
Because all right, so Tobias Harris, a former player of his, averaged more points playing under Doc than he did in any other on any other team
Tobias
in his career.
Tobias Harris, oh my God.
Anthony, look, Anthony might believe in Joel and Ben. There's no chance he's coming here because of Tobias Harris. I mean, let's all be real.
That wasn't the point that I was trying to make. What I'm saying is, I think it's hard. It's hard for me to believe that with some of the coaching hirings that are out there right now, that Doc Rivers couldn't get a job anywhere else.
Well, I mean, it also is a game of musical chairs, Anthony. I don't know.
I feel bad that he came here.
You feel bad for the Sixers or Doc?
I feel bad for Doc because I don't think that – I think he sees a lot in Joel and Ben Simmons, but I just don't think that they're going to take to him because, see, they want the softy that they can run all over and just do what they want. He's definitely not going to be that. Can we agree on that?
Yeah, well, he's a different coach. He's been around a long time. He's coached a lot of veteran players. Anthony, we appreciate it. I mean, Howard, he's had a lot of different kind of personalities that he's coached. I mean, you go back to his days as the Magic coach when he was young, just out of the league. Then he obviously in Boston with Kevin Garnett and Pierce and Allen and those guys, and now with Kawhi and Paul George. So, I mean, that's the one thing. He's coached a lot of different personalities. Maybe Ben and Joel listen to him. I don't know, but at least it's a maybe.
Well, not if he tells them to do things they don't want to do.
Well, then you know what? Then it's their fault. Like,
but that's the whole point.
I know.
That's what today's players are. How are you going to change them now? Really, how are you going to change them? You think Ben? You're going to tell Ben, "Hey, Ben, I want you to take a 15-foot jump shot."
Well, I mean, Brett Brown basically challenged him in the media last December to take one a game, and he didn't do any.
Still didn't do it. And Joel, hey, listen, I want you to play down low. Oh, really? Okay. They'll do what they want to do.
You know what this feels like, Howard? It feels like the first step towards. Look, Brett Brown was here. They got rid of the coach. Now a new coach, a veteran coach. It's Doc Rivers. If it doesn't work, if they go out in the first round again or the second round again last year, I think the writing's going to be clear to everyone. And to them, they got to break up Ben and Joel. Like, if Doc Rivers can't get more out of them, it's not going to work.
Yes.
Is he
a better coach than Brett Brown?
Yes.
Absolutely.
He's a better coach.
Okay. But you still have a flawed team.
I agree. Well, that part I agree on. Eric is in Philadelphia. What's up, Eric?
Howard, you already infuriated me. First of all, he had a job that was out in Houston. Let me make this very clear, okay? The Houston Rockets, they wanted to fire him. Okay?
Can't win in
they
Houston.
Wanted to hire him, okay, as the coach. Okay, that's number one. The
issue well, I don't know that, and you don't
no,
know
on,
that.
On,
you...
Hold on, Howard, hold on. The issue
you don't know
that
was
going on out with the Clippers, okay, it was Paul George. It had nothing to do with that. That was a great hire that the Sixers got. This roster will not be the same. I guarantee you on that.
Okay.
It will not be the same.
How are they going to trade Tobias Harris? How are they going to trade Al Horford?
Doc Rivers, he had Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and he had that team out in Boston. So you can't tell me that this man can't change the roster. That's a bunch of nonsense.
Well, he didn't change it. It wasn't him to change the roster.
Right, it was Danny Ainge changed the roster.
Yes, Danny Ainge
changed the roster, but he had the players with Kevin Garnett, Paul Pierce, and Boston, and they won a title.
But they don't have Kevin Garnett here. Who's Kevin Garnett?
I understand it, but what I'm trying to tell you, this roster will not be the same. These players, they needed a kick in the ass. That was the problem. Brett Brown was too sell back. He didn't kick them in the ass. I guarantee you, Doc Rivers will. I mean, Doc Rivers
right?
will.
Okay. And what happens when Ben Simmons shuts him down?
Oh, no. I guarantee you, Howard, he won't shut down.
He won't shut down. He still gets his $160 million.
I guarantee him and Sonny Hill will be down there. Trust me.
What does Sonny Hill have to do with
it? Hill.
Come on, stop.
They will be down there. It will not happen. I guarantee you on that. Okay. Will not happen.
Well, I hope you're right, Eric. I think we all hope you're right because I think everyone's frustrated watching the Sixers as they've been the last couple years, especially the way seasons have ended. Look, I think it's the best hire they could have made based on what was available. I am shocked he came here, Howard. I mean, maybe you're right. Maybe there were no other offers or he didn't want to go to wherever.
First of all, Houston, they already failed in Houston. That's really no man's land. And I don't know what kind of money they're going to pay. And I don't even know. Here's the bottom. He says, they like everything else. So he wants Tobias Harris.
There's no way he wants Tobias Harris.
He's got a job in Houston. You know, he didn't have a job in Houston. Nobody ever reported that. I just thought that, he's got an agent that checks around. You have any interest? And if they seem lukewarm, then you say, all right, why wait? And the Sixers might have said, you know what? You got 48 hours to make a decision. We interviewed you. You got 48 hours. If you don't, we're going to Mike D'Antoni, who doesn't have a job either. It's like who was left. That's what it comes down to.
Yeah, and here's what happened. And the good thing is the Sixers stumbled into a good coach. It doesn't mean they're a title team now. It doesn't mean everything is fixed. But at least they stumbled into a good coach. They rarely do things right over there. This is a good move. I like this.
But they stumbled into it. You are correct.
Yes.
They didn't do it because they know what they're doing.
No, they fell backwards into it.
Right, okay. And Billy Donovan was the best coach available.
Well, obviously he didn't want to come here.
But correct.
Because he went to the Chicago Bulls, who also have him. I mean, the Bulls are in a rebuild. Like they're not a winning team.
They have a ton of draft picks.
And they have young talent. They have some nice young players. So he's there. And once he was gone, I didn't want D'Antoni. So I'm happy it's Doc Rivers. D'Antoni made zero sense from the jump.
I agree. But if they were looking at him because they had nobody else, because nobody else wanted to come here. I mean, you got to look at it. Why would a coach want to come? He's got no chance of winning a championship here. Zero. Zero. Zero.
Well, unless something changes drastically. And
drastically hard in today's world, unless you get some dummy out there to take all those salaries on.
Yeah.
The only way you have a chance is if you trade Ben Simmons. That's your only chance.
And they're not going to do that. I mean,
it doesn't seem like
that. No, you know, here's what's going to happen. They're going to play this out 1 year with Doc. They're going to see if Doc can make them any better, take them any closer. And if he doesn't, that's the next step. And then they'll figure out which one of Ben or Joel to move and try to reconfigure the whole thing around whatever one they keep. That's where this is going. Now, you could see the end of the story already, but they got a good coach. At least we give them credit for one thing. They got a good coach, Howard. That's good.
Yep, and they still have a team that's average.
Well, they're better than average. They're not an.
Wait a minute. They're a seven seed.
Well, they were six this past season, right?
Yeah, and they're going to be seventh next year.
Well, we'll see what everybody else above them does. But okay. I they're better than average. They're a pretty good team. They should be
seven
better.
First of all, a six or seven seed is average.
Well, they're a playoff team, obviously. I'm not trying to say this is good enough. It's disappointing, but they could be better. They should be better than that. This team next year should be better than average. They should be able to be competing, you know, for the fourth or fifth or third seed. They should be able to do that.
Can they win with this roster?
A championship?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
I mean, that's the truth.
That's the ultimate goal.
Yeah,
right?
And you're right. And deep down, I think everyone kind of feels that way too. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get into on the other side here, including an Eagles injury list that is longer than any I can ever remember. So we'll talk about that with Howard. And Howard can tell us about what he did this afternoon, which involved golf with a legend. I'm not talking just Charles Barkley. Golf with a legend. So Howard's story coming up. We'll get into the Eagles, look ahead into this game against the Niners. And at this point, I don't think any of us know who's going to actually be out there on Sunday, because the injury report today had so many guys on it that only one wide receiver that we know of was actually on the practice field. There's a lot of issues right now with the Eagles. We will touch on them all. 215-592-9494 at Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Howard Eskin here for the hour. And, of course, Howard's Hour with us every Tuesday and Thursday is brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet and the sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. So Doc Rivers, the Sixers coach. We're going to play in a few minutes what he said to say about Joel and Ben during the season when he was here. Go ahead, Howard.
They got to get rid of the front office.
Well, they should have already. I mean, the fact that they're still here with them.
I think there's a move. You know, I don't know what they were waiting for to do that. And then the next after that, the only way Doc Rivers can succeed is you got to change the roster. And not just Mickey Mouse players. One of the two main guys has to be gone. Otherwise, they can't win.
Well, and they're not going to do that right away. So we're going to see what Doc can get out of these guys. Well, we'll see. I mean, I'd be for it. I would be for it if they shook this thing up significantly. But probably they're going to go into this year and kind of leave this thing alone. All right, Howard, let's talk some Eagles. Then we'll get your Gary player story, because I know you golfed with him and Sir Charles today. But, Howard, this injury report for the Eagles, in a game we know is going to be difficult anyway, traveling to San Francisco against a team that, even though they have injuries, they just, you know, they just won two games in pretty significant fashion, and we know how good they were last year. Howard, I mean, every one of these wide receivers is on the injured list right now or didn't practice today for whatever reason. The only veteran receiver that actually took part in practice today was Greg Ward. What is going on down there?
Well, Alshon Jeffrey was never going to play this week. So, and he did. Did he practice today or did he not practice today?
Let me go. It might take me 10 minutes to go through this list. Alshon Jeffrey did not participate. No participation.
He was not going to play this week. It's a Liz Frank injury. There's no way he was going to play this week. So he wasn't going to play anyway. But I don't know what limited the guys that did not practice today were J.J. Arcega-Whiteside. I don't know if that makes any difference. The wide receiver, John Hightower. I don't know if that makes any difference. DeSean Jackson, I would worry about the fact that he would dress because he's just been in and out anyway. And that's been a problem. And there's no question that's a problem. Alshon Jeffrey, I never expected to play. And they're going to bring up, Quez?
Quez Watkins? It's his turn?
Yeah, I know. And then they're missing Dallas Goedert.
What's the offense on Sunday? So how are they moving the football? No, you would think it's Greg Ward getting a lot of targets. It's Zach Ertz. Now, Miles Sanders, Howard, he's also been limited 2 days in a row. I guess this is what they're calling this a glute issue for Miles Sanders. They need Miles Sanders on Sunday night, Howard. Like, if they have any chance to get into the low 20s and have a chance in this game, they need Miles Sanders, because otherwise, how are they, like, who's Carson going to? What is Doug going to draw up on Sunday?
I can't imagine, because when you take away their two tight end offense, and you'll have Richard Rodgers in there, but that's not the same.
Yeah, he's just a guy.
Yeah, right. I don't know what they can do. Miles Sanders has to play, or they're really in trouble. At least you got to have some, because he can catch the football too. So maybe they're just trying to get him better. I knew there was going to be injuries. You never knew it was going to be this much, but a lot of teams have this many injuries. But the Eagles can't afford to have this many injuries because they don't have enough people to back them up. I don't know how they're going to score points. I definitely agree with you. You know how they're going to score points? Carson has got to be like next to, I don't want to say perfect because no quarterback's perfect. He's got to play at not just a high level, but a really, really high level. And he's got to do that. They can't have any turnovers. That'll keep them in the game.
Yep.
And their defense has got to create turnovers. So, you know, I'm asking for a lot of things, but that's the way they got to do it.
And I think the most significant one you mentioned there, Howard, is not turning the ball over themselves. Obviously, yep. Carson being the biggest one, and I know Miles had a fumble, but Carson's been the guy turning the ball over. Because you think about it, they're going to have a bunch of possessions on Sunday where they probably go three and out, or maybe they get one first down, and then they stall and have to punt. They can't give away possessions. Like, if they can, as long as they have 8 or 9 or 10 possessions, you figure they could figure out a way to get a couple touchdowns, but they can't give away the other possessions because that's their only chance to score enough points.
Yeah, it's a difficult. How would you like to be the coach and figure out what you're going to do?
Well, you know what's going to happen if Doug doesn't figure it out. Everyone's going to be mad at Doug on Sunday. That's what's going to happen.
Like, I'm telling you, last year's wide receivers were better than what they're probably going to have.
They
on
might
Sunday.
Be, but at the same time, Howard, I agree that it's difficult for
Man
Doug
and Jack.
But here's the thing. The team on the other side of the field on Sunday, they lost a lot of players the last 2 weeks, and all they've done is blow out two bad teams. Now they're good, so it's not going to be easy for the Eagles to just beat the Niners. But like the Niners aren't making excuses. They've lost a ton of players. They lost their quarterback, and they've won 2 games in a row. I mean, they just on the road, they just beat two bad teams, and they keep winning games. So it's difficult, but the Eagles have to find a way to win a game. Otherwise, this season's going to slip away. They're 0-2. 0-2-1. They need to find a way to get one of these next couple games.
Yeah, well, I think they can get one of these next couple games.
Yeah, maybe next week at Pittsburgh. Though Pittsburgh, yeah. that advantage we talked about the other night disappeared because then they're off a bye now.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, the NFL officially.
I was too busy playing 18 and having a good time.
Well, we'll talk about that. But the NFL officially postponed the Steelers-Titans game this week is another Titan player tested positive.
Yeah, so the Titans can't even play. You know what? The Titans can play. But if the other guys test negative, they can play. You just play with half a team. What do you think baseball teams did? They played with half a team. You knew this was going to be a problem. I don't think they have corresponding bye weeks. I don't know when they're going to play.
Yeah, I read something today that I think they have bye week 7 and 8, so if they flipped a couple games in there, they can make. Or I don't know what they're going to do, but here's the bad news for the Eagles, Howard. Yeah, that means the Steelers are off a bye.
Yep.
Not great.
No, it's just, I don't know how they play off buys. Yeah, it's not great. There's nothing.
Nothing about this is great right now, that's
no,
for sure.
There's nothing about, and then you have the Ravens. They better win one of the next two.
I know.
Because then they have the Ravens the next week after that.
Yeah, 0-5-1's a bad look. We got to avoid that. Let's go to the phone lines, and then we got to get Howard's story about his golf game today. Matt in Mayfair. What's up, Matt?
Joe, what's going on? How you doing tonight?
Good, Matt. What's up?
Joe, so I want to ask you a question. What is your thoughts on the statements that Nick Foles made about Frank Reich?
The Frank Reich was the guy that figured him out?
That unlocked the secret, yes.
I think that Frank was a tremendous offensive coordinator here, and I'm not surprised he worked closely with Nick and helped find it out. It didn't surprise me when I heard that.
I don't think you can't eliminate Doug Peterson. I think they all work together. But Frank Reich's a very good coach. But what he did is he cut down the basics. He cut down the plays. He made it simple. What Nick Foles does well, and I saw one of the touchdown passes from last week, he trusts his receivers.
Yes.
And he throws it, and they have to make a play. Who can you trust on this team to make a play? Who can you trust on this team?
Yeah, down the field, not much right now because Deshaun's hurt and Rager's hurt.
Tell me how they're going to go deep. How are they going to go more than 10 yards?
Well, I mean, Howard, on Sunday, Miles Sanders was wide open 30 yards down the field.
That's your back, right?
But he was open. So, I mean, it doesn't matter who it is. If he's that open, he's okay. The play. Hey, Howard, he was open.
I know.
I mean, he was. He was open. I mean, Matt, are you getting at the Frank Reich thing that Carson misses him?
Yeah, so that's my point, is that, you know, 2017, everybody likes to go back to it and say it was the greatest, and it was. But we caught lightning in a bottle. We caught it with both the coaching staff and the free agents we brought in here. Ever since Frank Reich has left, this team sucks offensively.
Every team loses coaches. So I don't know. Every team loses coaches. You can't tell me Carson's inaccuracy is because of Frank Reich. Now,
his lack of progression is.
Well, Matt, the
injury is also. I think you're probably partially right that the coaches haven't gotten through to him the same way since Frank Reich. But also, like, since Frank Reich left, we've had an ACL tear and a back issue. Like, his body's not the same.
I understand that. Anyway, Joe, one last question, and I'll go. What week is Jalen Hurts starting quarterback for the Philadelphia Eagles?
Well, it's not week 4, Matt. I appreciate the call.
And it's not week 5.
It's not week 5.
It's not week 6. You're not going to start him against the Ravens?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. But you know what, Howard? If that question was posed to us 3 or 4 weeks ago, we probably would have both laughed it off and said, unless Carson gets hurt, it's not in 2020 at all. And I don't laugh it off anymore. Like, I still would, if I had to bet, I still would bet Carson Wentz, if healthy, starts all the games this year. But I don't think it's crazy that at some point he's not the quarterback. I mean, he's playing that bad right now.
Well, if you've got like 2 wins in the first 12 games, then you've got to start thinking about playing him more.
Sure.
But then, is he your quarterback? Here's the thing, the long-term thing. Are you ready to say, okay, once you play him and you're not sure that he's good enough, then Carson Wentz is, I think he's done. Done mentally. And then what do you do for next year? It's really a difficult situation. And why would you put Jalen Hurts in if you got no wide receivers?
Well, I'll give you a reason. Ready? So I don't think this is going to happen because I don't think the Eagles, I don't think there's – as bad as they've looked the first 3 weeks, I don't yet think this is a team that's going to go, you know, 3-12-1 and just have the number one pick. I don't think they're that bad. But, Howard, if we get to December, let's say December 1st or whatever the game is, and they're out of it. They're bad. Like, they're trending towards a top 10-ish pick.
Mm-hmm.
I think at some point they'd have to put Hurts on the field to see if he can play because, Howard, if you have a draft pick in the top 10 and you're not sure about your quarterback, there will be other quarterbacks this year, right? They have to see if Jalen Hurts could play so they know, okay, we do need to draft a quarterback in the top 10 or we don't or we're good. Like, I think they need to see if they have something with him. Maybe that's December, maybe.
Yeah, and that could be the premise if you're just out of it. I don't know what you tell Carson Wentz. If you're just out of it, and they could be out of it before then, you see what he's got, but you can't, and I haven't looked at the schedule. I don't have it in front of me. Late is tough, too. Do you want to put Jalen Hurts out there and him not have success and mentally could screw him up? It's a real difficult situation not just for Doug Peterson, but for the organization.
Yeah, I mean, the schedule's brutal. I'm looking at it right now. I mean, there really is. Yeah, I mean, there's a couple really bad tough teams, but there's no pockets where you're like, oh, that's the spot. So
they play Seattle late, too, don't
yes.
they? Don't they play Seattle late?
So it's Niners this week, then at Pittsburgh, then home for the Ravens. Okay, so that's through six games. After that, they get the Giants here on a Thursday night.
Okay,
which
they win that.
Yeah, there's a win. If they better have one by then, but there's a win. All right, so then the next week, they are hosting Dallas on Sunday night. Which probably at that point, Howard, would be the last, that's their last gasp. Like if they upset the Cowboys that night, they'd probably right. be underdogs in the game.
Okay.
Then they're back in things, heading into a bye. If they lose, that's probably the end of their
Who
chance.
Who do they play after that?
So it's a bye after the Cowboys. They come out of the bye at the Giants and at the Browns. Those
Is that
are the
Giants
next.
Game Thursday night?
No, the first time they play the Giants after the Ravens, it's Thursday night.
Oh, okay.
So the next
so
one after
the
bye,
so they have a chance to beat the Giants again.
Yes, then they
and
go
then
to Cleveland.
Do they play after the Giants.
They go to Cleveland.
Yeah, they got a chance to. They got a, yeah, and then it gets tough. Right?
Then it's hosting Seattle, host at Green Bay, hosting the Saints at the Cardinals, at the Cowboys. It's rough.
Wow. Do you want to put Jalen Hurts in that fire?
Well, I mean, I don't think there's any logical
I know,
spot.
It's a real difficult situation. You'd say, well, go to Jalen Hurts and let him play. Do you want him play when he's going to get his brains beat in with no weapons?
Well, the one thing he can do, though, at least that's what we know about him from college. He can run, right? He can move and maybe create some plays that way. I don't know. I mean,
it's really a difficult thing to look at. But we're looking so far down the road.
They need to win. They need to win.
If they win on Sunday, then everybody's kind of happy.
Well, you know, I do think if they win Sunday, people will. Because that, you know what that means, Howard? It means Carson Wentz played pretty well. There's no way they go to San Francisco and win the game if he's bad. So I think there will be renewed optimism next Monday or Monday if they win the game.
They got to be turnover clean. They got to be. Here's what here's the way that, and not the only way, but the way I think they win. If they're plus two in turnovers. They have to be plus two. Not get two, but plus two.
Well, that's going to be hard. That means they can't turn the ball over because the Niners aren't going to turn over three times.
No. Well, they can't turn it over, and they got to get plus two. They got to get two.
Well, that'd be great. I mean, I'm not – the Niners are a smart team.
I don't know
team,
that
though.
That's going to happen.
Yeah, I doubt
saying
that.
That's going to happen.
All right, 215-592-9494. When we come back, we'll come right out with your story about what you did today. Gary Player, Charles Barkley, Howard Eskin putting up videos on Twitter. We'll talk to Howard about what he did today, who he was hanging out with, and I got a hypothetical for you, Howard. I got a hypothetical about the Phillies offseason. I got to throw at you on the other side. 215-592.
Oh, I can't wait for this.
Yes, I got to gauge where your head's at on a very important hypothetical. 215-592-9494 on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. And, of course, we're riding with the King, as always, brought to you by Xfinity, Philadelphia's fastest internet and sponsor of our Xfinity X1 Lounge. So, Howard, you had quite a day today, hanging out with Charles Barkley, which is not a surprise, but Gary Player as well. Tell us how this came about.
Yeah, it was, well, Charles calls me the other day, and he's back in town because they're not doing any more basketball stuff
right.
because it's ESPN ABC. So he's not working anymore, so he's back in town until he goes back to Arizona. So we were just talking and just catching up on things. And he says, you want to play golf on Thursday? So I said, yeah, why not? Do I want to go down to the Eagles for 15 minutes and watch nobody on the field? Yeah. So I said, yeah. I said, yeah, it's easy. And I knew I wasn't on the air until this evening. And I changed my midday hit with the midday guys to tomorrow. So I didn't tell him why because I didn't want to jinx myself and I didn't want to get everybody all wound out of like, oh, who you're playing with. So Barkley and I were set up. Then I called and I set up the tee time. And Gary Player has been in the area for a while. He's playing a lot of golf and he loves the course that I'm a member of. Commonwealth National Golf Club is a great golf course and he loves it. And he's played there quite often. So the pro, Patrick Schein, called Gary. Hey, listen, you want to play? Because he never met Charles, and Charles never met him. So, and I know people that know Gary Player. I could have probably set it up because I know he comes to Commonwealth. But the pro did it, And that was, he asked me if it was okay. I said, yeah, I'm going to tell you, you can't bring Gary Player along to play.
Yeah, no one would say that. That's okay. We could bring Gary Player.
Yeah, so he's, like I said, he's living in the area. His wife is getting treatment. I don't want to get into that, but he's been in the area. He lives in Jupiter, and then he goes to South Africa for quite a while, for like 4 months. But he's here for a while. So we played, and when I found out that he was playing with us, when he asked me, can he play with you? Yeah, he can play. Yeah, what am I? Yeah, he can play with us. So I was nervous. As you heard, I posted a video.
Yeah, I saw. I with Gary so how did it, what do you think of your game? Did he critique you a little bit?
Yeah, and the one thing he was really, my short game has always been great because I got a 60, for anybody that knows golf, I got a 64-degree wedge, a 60-degree wedge. TaylorMade had a new 64, so they sent it to me this year, and I played with a 64, which is just pop it up and get it down there. But my wedge, my short game is really, really good. So he was really impressed. He says, I can't believe that I had like three up and downs for people that know golf. I mean, out of a bunker, maybe a 40-yard shot up and down because I got it close. So he was really impressed with that. Gave me some tips because I haven't played enough. I used to be very good. I was a 2.7 19 years ago, and I'm not anywhere near that now. But he kind of refreshed me, and he gave me some tips, and they really, really were good. So he gave me a little bit of a lesson on the course. And then for the last holes, I played really well. But, you know, he talked about being impressed. But I will say this. He's heard about Charles Barkley. I've played with Charles Barkley. And all that hitch stuff,
mm-hmm.
Charles has actually become a good player.
Oh, it's clicked? It's clicked for Charles?
It clicked. He had a few holes where it kind of fell apart. It didn't fall apart. He wasn't that bad, and he knew it. It was like a couple holes. It didn't come back in a bad way. He can hit it a ton. He hit it really well. He was always an above-average putter, but his game was really, I got to say, it was good. So I was happy for him. I was impressed with that. But more than anything, we were joking the whole time. Gary Player has so many jokes and has so much fun. And, yeah, I told him before we teed off, I says, I'm really nervous. I'm playing with you. You know, I'm not going to – I'm just – my game is not where it should be, but I did start to play better on the back nine. I actually played much better on the back nine. So – but I made some really good shots. So – but more than anything else, that really is a bucket list thing. To play with Gary Player – one of the all-time legends in golf. The all-time legends was one of the more amazing things. And he didn't care about bad shots, and everybody, he didn't have any.
He's Gary Player. He knows what he's
Wait
doing
a minute,
out
you
there.
Know how old, you know how old he is?
I know I don't. How old is he now?
He's 85 years old.
I watched your video you put up, and I was trying to guess. My guess would have been late 70s, so he looks pretty good for his age.
Oh, my gosh. And he works out all the time for his core, which he says that's where you get your strength in golf, is your core. And he works out all the time. He did not miss a fairway.
Wow.
Did not miss a fairway and hit it really well. But it was the discussion. It was the having fun. It was the kidding around. It was the jokes. And it was with Gary Player. I've met Muhammad Ali. I've had Muhammad Ali on the radio with me. I've met Muhammad Ali. I'd have to put this up with that because you don't expect Muhammad Ali. I spoke to and I met him. I played 18 holes of golf with Gary Player.
You got to hang out with Gary Player
on
a golf course.
I got to hang out with Gary. It was an amazing day, a day that I will never forget. His grandson brought him over. His grandson's kind of in the area. It's funny. His grandson doesn't really get to hear WIP. He's too far away. I think it's in Jersey somewhere. But he had friends. He told the friends he was playing with me. And he played, and the pro played. We played a foursome. And the pro played, Patrick Shine. And he told his friends, "So you playing with Howard Eskin?" He said, "Yeah." So they gave him a little background of me. He says, "These people go crazy over you." I says, "They love me or they hate me or they love to hate me.
Well, that means you're doing your job is what that
right,
means.
Right, yeah. So, no, he said, no, it's all cool. It's just so. And I did a video for one of his friends, Gary's grandson, who's probably in his 20s. I think he's in his 20s. But everybody had a blast. Charles said to me, he says, this is the first time in the 40 years that I've known you, you've actually done something nice for me.
Well, it's about time then. It's about time.
Wait a minute, Charles. You see all the bullet holes in my body? I've taken them for you.
Probably too many over the years.
Right.
Oh, that's a great story. So people can check out the video.
You know what? I'll never forget the moment. I got a lot of pictures. I got some videos. And I did an interview. And then Charles busted my chops at the end of the interview. It's just, and Gary, I told him before we got to 18, I said, I'm going to do something with you just to have a little fun. And he said, yeah, no problem. So he was so nice. And then we sat down and had lunch. I had lunch for an hour and 15, 20 minutes with him.
That's quite a day. Imagine that. You have some golf.
We talked about some serious things, too.
There you go. Hanging out with Gary Player. I mean, that's a whole day. That's not just an event. That's a whole day.
Yeah, I know. One thing that stuck with me, but I'll say from a sports standpoint, he thinks Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame. He brought it up.
Well, I mean, he does belong, but I stopped feeling bad a long time ago for Pete Rose. He's his own worst enemy.
Well, he is, but just get him in the Hall of Fame, and don't let him work for a team. Just get him in the Hall of Fame.
You know what's going to happen, Howard. They're going to wait till he passes away. If he ever gets in, he's not going to be around to see it.
Yeah, but anyway, he brought it up, and I don't know why that it was on his mind. And we talked about, like I said, we talked about a lot of things, and talked about players. He said it was funny. We were on the 17th tee, and we were talking about how strong, how long in your life you can play golf if you really wanted to. Mm-hmm. He says players are going to start doing that, and you know, just like Bryson DeChambeau gets strong and can hit it, and you know, you can do a lot of things. He says players are going to start doing that to extend the competitiveness of playing a sport.
Well, I mean, Romo did it, right? Romo played.
Yeah, Romo's not good enough to be on the tour.
But he's better than your average golfer.
Here's what I told him. There's no guarantees when you play golf. There's no guarantee you're going to win any money. And these guys are getting guaranteed contracts, and two guys on the Sixers, and I brought them up, are getting like $150 and $170 million, and they don't even have to win.
Yeah, they'll play basketball.
And then he said to me, he says, you know what? You're probably right.
Yeah, they'll just keep playing basketball. All right, Howard, this was a fun hour. Hanging out with Gary Player today. We got Doc Rivers as a coach. What's going to happen Sunday?
You know what? Well, let me just say this. I am waiting to see. I'm going to give Doc Rivers a chance because I know he's a good coach. The Sixers got to blow up that front office.
Yes.
That's number one. And they've really got to, I would say, dramatically change the roster. That's number two.
Yeah, and
if they don't do that, Doc Rivers is not going to make it.
Yeah, I don't believe either are going to happen right away, which is bad. All right, Howard, Sunday, I know you're going to be on Saturday.
I would take the Eagles and the points.
So close, but no cigar is what you're feeling.
Yeah, you know what? If they don't turn, you know, there's hypotheticals here. If they don't turn the ball over, they're plus two, they win. But I would take the points. They can't be, even with a depleted roster, they can't be this bad, can they?
That's what I keep thinking to myself. That I know this team isn't very good. They're not I don't think they're going to be close to a Super Bowl this year, but I don't think they're this bad yet. I still have some hope left. We'll see if they come through on Sunday. Howard, fun hour. We'll talk next week.
What's today? Thursday?
Today is Thursday.
Oh, okay. I'll be on Saturday. I lost track today. I lost track of everything. You know what? Everybody needs, in the world we're in right now, and I work my ass off, you know, covering the Eagles and doing the things and staying on top of things. Every person needs a day just to kind of shut it down and enjoy the day. You know, not everybody's going to play with Gary Player, but they need the day. And I would recommend it to anybody to do that, just to shut it down and enjoy a day to yourself one day and just kind of not worry about what's going on. And you know, it kind of refreshes you.
Yeah, I think probably now more than ever people need it. Howard, appreciate you hopping on. We'll talk next week, hopefully after a win here, Howard. It'd be nice.
We all hope so.
Yes. All right, Howard, we'll hear you on Saturday. There he goes. Howard Eskin, 215-592-9494 to hop in right here on the evening show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.